509 from 779. Yeah, go ahead, Forrest. Yeah, that was kind of strange what happened. I don't know. That's kind of a weird sound on that repeater. Yeah, it just seemed like that just started doing it all at one time. It's almost like it had it set up to where, I don't know, it's almost like a user deal or keep other people out deal to keep you from talking on it. I don't know, it's just a speculation. Actually, a while ago when I was monitoring my scanner, the Uniden scanner, it would sometimes do that exact same sound if it stopped on it and did that, and I was wondering what that was. So I don't think it's a coincidence. I've heard it before, just monitoring with the Bearcat. Oh, I didn't know that. That's the first time I ever noticed it. Yeah, that same exact weird sound. So, yeah, maybe there's something wrong with the system. I don't know. And it's obvious we use it probably more than anyone else. I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah. Because they usually use the other, the 70 centimeter one than that one.
Yeah, the linked one, that's the 70 centimeter one. And then they have the 2 meter one, which is the other affiliated their repeater, I believe.
Right.
Well, I do know they know who, they probably know who we are, because when I checked in last night, they knew me by name. Of course, they see me at the club and stuff, so, you know. People are listening, even though not a lot of people are chiming in, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I don't know. My brain's almost fried today with thinking about a million different things.
Yeah, for sure. I know. We always have a lot going on, for sure.
Yeah. So, it's been interesting, you know, finding more things out. It's like even, you know, like when we talked yesterday about, you know, doing the building antennas and stuff, you know, I keep looking into that more, and then I was looking into the different frequencies that are available and stuff and about doing that. And I found out quite a bit of stuff about, you know, the 6 meter and the other one, the 1.25 meter. You know, there's quite a bit of stuff there.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have the best sense of humor, but I was trying to make a joke with my wife about the Yagyuda. I'm like, is that a Pokemon or what? Because, you know, if you didn't know what a Yagyuda was, it sounds like it's a Pokemon or some kind of thing like that. She didn't think it was funny because I don't do the best jokes, but I got a kick out of it.
Yeah, mine's about the same way. I don't tell jokes very good. In fact, I'm really lousy at it, but, yeah. And then I was watching a guy today teaching his son and his sister about doing the fox hunt. And they built their own directional antennas for it.
tape measure Yagi, you know? Just have a three-element Yagi, and a lot of people do it for that. So imagine if you do it for 70 centimeters, it's not going to be pretty big. I think at most you're going to be about 12 inches, I think. You know, six on either side, or give or take. But yeah, it sounded like a pretty interesting project to do that. So if I ever get motivated to do it, I might try to make one and try to get it within spec and see if it's resonant enough.
That's absolutely what it was built out of, was tape measure, PVC pipe and tape measure. And then his sister was using a paper clip in the top of the radio and using it that way.
So using the paper clip like a smaller receiving antenna, is that what it was?
Yeah, she just had it on top of the where the antenna comes out, and using it that way. Stuck out about, I don't know, all and done, and with the radio and everything, probably 6-8 inches. It was pretty good size paperclip.
Yeah, I've always wondered how those little stub stub portable antennas work. You know, heard they don't work very well, but for short range stuff, they would work fine. And with repeater being line of sight, I'm pretty sure it would work fine to have that running around the house with like a stub nose antenna.
Right. I'll send you the link to the one that I watched today, and that way you can see. Because they had two different types. You had one that was fairly good size, then he had a smaller one that was like, I don't know, 18, 20 inches, but the other one was bigger than that. But it was pretty interesting watching him and to do that.
Yeah, I was telling my oldest about the fox hunt. He sounds interested because, you know, get out, run around and do stuff, and it might be something interesting that he might enjoy. So thought about doing that when they have their next fox hunting event.
Right. I'd like to, I don't think it's any different, because I was around guys that would do the, like, bear hunting and cat hunting with dogs and stuff, and have the locating collars on them. I wouldn't imagine it would be much different than that. It almost looked like the same antennas, kind of.
Yeah, because you're hopefully not going to get more than a mile away from the hunting dog. So in the woods, I mean, you know, UHF, it's like a mile-ish, you know. I know that's been the case before, but yeah, because I've used them in the woods, and I've, you know, GMRS 5 water radio, kind of, you get about a mile, depending on the terrain. I've actually done it up in Chiloquin and stuff. We've tried to go out on Forest Service roads and everything and see how it works.
Right. So, yeah, I'm like you. It'd be fun to do and, you know, learn, and then learn how to build the antennas and the Yagi or whatever. I got a brain fart about what kind of antenna it is, but anyway, those kind of deals, that seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just need to get soldering and solder and all that good stuff and able to do it, so it's about all I would need. got plenty of wire and different things around the property and a bunch of junk that I didn't bring in necessarily. Can probably scavenge some stuff from there and make it work.
Yeah, well, I've got a soldering iron, and I got solder. I think I got some, flexed, or the stuff to clean it with. God, I'm having a hard time today, but I know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like the flux stuff for the, yeah, I just had a brain fart, too. But, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe we can get together and stuff and go out and take it and build it, you know. Like you said, you know, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll have to consider doing that. Get a good program, measurements and stuff. You got a meter so we can see how the SWR is. I mean, we're not going to, you know, heavy-duty analyze the antenna, but at least we know what the right direction is and see if it's working. So I think that would actually work.
Right. So, yeah, it would be great.
Yeah, I need more free time. It's like I'm always looking for side work and stuff with my guy I work for and other things, so I need to just, you know, plan a weekend and do it. So potentially I'm going to be having rotating on call with my work maybe one, hopefully not more than one or two weekends a month. Because I got fire abatement season coming up, so getting pager time, I think, for that, being on call the whole weekend. So, yeah, we'll have to see how that works.
Well, the one thing about it is, you know, even if you get a call out or something, it ain't like the stuff's going to run away. It just, you know, leave it where it's at, and when you get done, you come back to it.
Well, on-call stuff on the weekend just depends on, you know, the nature of the work. You know, having to do the process, the paperwork for all sorts of stuff, and that's usually what it entails. You know, if someone, you know, needs something on the weekend, so it's a... doesn't happen a whole lot, but, you know, I don't want to be off doing side jobs and have to just rush back to town and drop what I'm doing, you know, on a job site to do that. But we'll see. I'm just taking it one week at a time and seeing how it's going to be in 2 months.
So I was talking about building the antennas and stuff like that. Now, when you go out to go take it and use it and stuff, that's a different story. That's something you just got to plan out to do.
Yeah, my mind automatically went to, oh, yeah, always busy, always doing this, yeah. It's like, you know, hobbies, music and stuff. It's like I used to pour a humongous amount of time into doing all that, you know, and that's kind of on the back burner, and I haven't played music for... Now, since the Butterfly release, when you and Deb came, I haven't even touched the keyboard or did any kind of musical stuff, you know, for that long. I just haven't, so I need to get back into it. You know, got two main hobbies pretty much now.